It's the New Wave Ford Scoreboard Show. All the scores from all the games.
Let's go!
And you'll hear from all of the head coaches around the area.
One, two, three!
The New Wave Ford Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Feldfire, Culver's, Next Gen Chiropractic, Quant Auto Salvage, New Way Auto Group, Outlaw Graphics, Gatorade, Des Moines Area Community College, DMAC, Mackey Motors, and Pizza Ranch.
Now let's get to the scores from this week in high school football.
Good evening and welcome to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. I'm Tom Hawkamp along with Jeff Flankman. And Jeff, you must have got pretty desperate this week. You called New Way Ford and said, hey, you got anybody can help out on the scoreboard show?
You know, you were the fourth choice they sent me, though, and you were the only one available.
I was surprised I was that high anymore. But it's always fun trying to figure this all back out. You know, I've done it a few times, but it's kind of like riding a bike with no training wheels on it and the handlebars are broke. But
yes,
we're going to get through it tonight.
It's been probably, what, a year since you've been in this studio to run this?
Well, I did one for you last year and one the year before. So it's just enough to keep the bike going downhill. But
yes.
We'll get it figured out, but another fun, exciting week of high school football all around and some big wins out there and a couple upsets.
I said this in the preview tonight. It's hard for me to believe that we're through 5 weeks now. We're over halfway done with the regular season. Carroll's got 4 regular season games left. Everybody else we cover now down to 3 before we head into the bowl season. It's just amazing to me how fast the football season goes.
Yeah, it just it seems like you wait, it's here, and then all of a sudden you're flying through it, and it's done. And tonight we had some great performances, some teams that would rather stayed home and maybe try again tomorrow. But when you take a look at the way things worked out, starting with Class 3A District 1, the Carroll Tigers, they know they just got to go take care of business. And this year, they've been taking care of business.
Yeah, looked really good the way it sounds tonight. I know Nick just wrapped up his coverage here a little bit ago. Owen Clucky, 3 touchdown catches, I think, in the first half. Taden Peterson, if I caught right, ran for 256 yards and a couple of touchdowns against a defense that hadn't given up 65 yards yet this year on the ground, and he runs for 256 or 254 himself tonight.
Yeah, so a great win there by Carroll, 41-21, staying on that top part of that District 1 in Class 3A, where you want to. Helan, they defeated Sioux Center 21-7, and then Sergeant Bluff Luton over Boyden Hall Rock Valley 42-7. So the Tigers took the long road trip, got off the bus, took care of business. Now they'll come home and they'll have to be ready. It's one of those kind of, you went up, you got a big win, and then here comes homecoming.
Yeah, and Helan next week for homecoming, and then they go to Sergeant Bluff Luton, I think, the week after that and stuff. So the 3 big dogs that looks like right now in the district, Carroll, Helan, and Sergeant Bluff Luton, and the Tigers will see the other 2 coming up in the next couple of weeks. Speaking of impressive, the Kemper defense tonight I thought was fantastic. They got the offensive line rolling again, and Jared Hoffman going in the first half. Brock Bating throwing some good balls. I think you were over at the game for a while, but Kemper picks up a 28-0 victory tonight in Class 2A District 8, shutting out Green County. I was talking to Doug Reeder and the guys from the Rams broadcast tonight. They were thinking the last 3 times they've played over here, they haven't put a point on the board on a game here in Carroll Stadium. So
they're going to be talking to the AD a little bit about that, huh? Let's
yep.
Not make that trip, but yeah, it was an outstanding effort. I thought there was a great interception by Glenn.
Yep.
I don't know if he had some stickum on that glove or what, but he just stuck his hand out, pulled it in, tapped his toes, and got it. It was a great job.
And I tell you what, perfect job by a cornerback. He shifted the hips, turned and ran when the receiver was going to run, and then he showed his speed to outrun a very quick Trayvon Keeley. And then he turned, found the ball, and beat the receiver to the ball. He almost looked like the receiver once that ball got in the air. So for just a sophomore, that was an outstanding play by a cornerback. I love watching guys in the secondary. That's where I played back when I was in high school. So I really like watching. The footwork and the hips for him were outstanding on that.
Yeah, great job there. So Kemper picks up the 28-0 win along in that Class 2A District 8. Roland Story rolls over Southeast Valley. Of course, Roland Story and Kemper had a classic game last week that I got to cover. And Des Moines Christian, It'll be interesting. Can the Knights slow down this Des Moines Christian offense? They beat Saydell 56-0, and we're going to find out next week.
We will, and I think Des Moines Christian, last year you said you were kind of joking with me, I think a week or two ago. You called that game a year ago. We told you it could be a good game, and then Kemper just rolled through them. Sounds like even though their offense is putting up a lot of points, it could be the defense for Des Moines Christian, which is much improved this year, that could be the difference for them. But, yeah, could be a district championship game between these two coming up next week.
Yeah, very fun one there. As we continue through Class 1A, District 2, East Sac took on Pocahontas Area and got a nice victory there.
They did, winning 27-0. Happy for Eric McCullough and the guys. They've got two wins now on the season. They pick up a district win to go to 1-1. They've got a legitimate chance to be a second-place team, probably behind Emmitsburg, in that district. So this was a big win for them. Elsewhere in Class 1A, District 2, Emmitsburg rolls by Sioux Central to Sioux Rapids 50-6. And Mansa Northwest Webster tops Eagle Grove 38-0. Right now, we still got to play out the season, but it looks like that ESAC Mansa Northwest Webster game coming up in a couple of weeks could be for second place in the district.
Yeah, it'll be an exciting one, and hopefully, you know, I'm on Coach McCullough's side
for
that one.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Absolutely.
Class A, District 7, some exciting ones there. ACGC continues to hold that top spot, but they had a kind of sneak by Riverside tonight, 50-42.
Yeah, came in ranked number one. They were trailing in the second half. Riverside was up, I think, by maybe a score or a score and a half, so two scores somewhere in there. ACGC comes back to pick up that win. Big win for South Central Calhoun. I know for ICAM Manning, two of our local schools, they played over on KKRL tonight. For ICAM Manning, this one may keep them out of the playoff hunt. There's still a few games left that they can maybe get back in there. But for South Central Calhoun, you lose your starting quarterback, you lose an offensive lineman, you lose your top running back the last 2 weeks. Now you get a win. They've still got a chance to maybe fight into that third or fourth spot and get into the postseason.
When you look at the rest of that District 7, how about Earlham and Madrid? Number 10 versus number 5 tonight on the polls, and number 10 sneaks out the victory at home 21-14.
That tells you how tough that district is as well. So a big win for them. They stepped out of district with Madrid being a non-district team. But again, big win for Earlham. They fell to ACGC, their only loss of the season right now. So it looks like Earlham Riverside could be that matchup for second place in that district.
We still await the Southwest Valley Panorama score in that one. 8-man District 1, Woodbine defeats Arweva 50-20 tonight. Just a tough one there for Arweva. They had things going early, it looked
up
like.
Up 26, I think, at one point. Yeah.
Just couldn't get the Woodbine bus stopped.
Yeah, so. And Woodbine's so explosive with the prior kid and just the athletes that they've got over there right now.
Another one where the bus was rolling, Remsen St. Mary's takes down Newell Fonda 50-6, Bouyer Valley over Sydney 48-6. And I know Siouxland Christian West Harrison went into overtime.
Yeah, the last update I had, West Harrison had scored. They were going for two, but they were up 38-32 in the first overtime tonight.
And as we take a look at some of the rest of the district scores, 8-man District 9, Ottoman continues a very good season with a victory over Coon Rapids Baird 64-6, and that's a team that seems to be finding all cylinders as they go.
Yeah, they tell you what, they're a Final Four team. They're a dome quality. That doesn't mean they get there. But they're a dome quality team, and John Burks and his staff does an amazing job. And for Coon Rapids Baird, low numbers this year, and I know they've battled some injuries, and Chris Moore does a terrific job down there. But this one's got to be disappointing to go down there and lose the way they did tonight.
Glidden Ralston has to be wondering, you know, which play it was that cost them the one tonight against Colin Maxwell, 46-42 in a tight ball game there. And
first loss on the road for them this season. They had been undefeated on the road going into this one tonight. So.
This is a big one. You know, you kind of want to stay on the top part of that district. I know mm-hmm. three teams go, but now you're kind of battling in that middle part with
yep.
that one.
Elsewhere in 8-man District 9, it was at Colonesco topping up Baxter on the road by a final of 50-48. We're still searching for the GTRA and St. Edmund score. We'll get you that one hopefully here soon.
Well, we'll be back here shortly. We're going to sit down, visit with the head coach of the Kemper Knights, Ryan Steinkamp. You're listening to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Tom Hawkamp and Jeff Blankman live on KCIM and KICK 106.7.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Hey, sports fans, this is Nate Luth from Next Generation Chiropractic. Call today to schedule your detailed spinal analysis and comprehensive chiropractic adjustment to keep you performing your best. Or enjoy a session in our new infrared sauna to facilitate recovery and give your immune system a boost. For any questions or to schedule, call Next Generation Chiropractic at 712-775-2295 or swing by 1121 Plaza Drive right next to the radio station.
Outlaw Graphics is your local promotion and sign company. Outlaw can do it all, from vehicle graphics to promotional items and all the signage you need. Outlaw does it all, no matter how big or how small your order is. If you need thousands of items for your business, talk to Outlaw. Work with Outlaw's designers from start to finish. You're going to love the results. Call the Outlaw. Outlaw Graphics, 775-2599. Outlaw Graphics in Carroll.
For high school athletes,
every practice,
every game,
every rep matters. That's why Gatorade is here to keep you at your best.
Packed with electrolytes, keeping you hydrated and energized so you can push harder, play longer, and recover faster. On the field, court, or track, Gatorade gives you the fuel you need to perform at your peak.
No matter the sport, no matter the challenge.
Gatorade, fueling the future of sports, one high school athlete at a time.
New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show rolling on here on KCM and Kick 106.7. Jeff Leibman talking right now with Kemper Head football coach Ryan Steinkamp as the Knights roll past Green County here tonight, picking up a shutout, winning it 28-0. Coach, the defense dominated here tonight. I had them just over 100 yards total offense. They wanted to run the football, struggled to be able to do that. You had to be happy with your defense.
Yeah, I thought we did. I thought we played physical, played downhill. I mean, they got a couple yards here or there, but I thought we stepped up when we needed to, and you know, first couple of turnovers and big stops on fourth down.
Talk about what the defensive line, the linebackers, able to do tonight, especially against Stream in the run game, because I thought it seemed like Sanders and Barrett in the backfield a lot, but a lot of that goes to the guys up front.
Yeah, they did a great job of eating up blocks, and then our linebackers were able to be a little clean and shoot windows. They're great tacklers.
They wanted to run the ball up the middle. Was that what you guys anticipated here tonight?
Watching film, they love to bounce on the outside. So I thought our edge guys, Ryan Sundrup and Alford and Ryan Lucas, did a great job of setting those edge. Just kind of funneling it right to those middle guys. So watching film, those guys probably have Ryan, those guys, outside guys probably have a ton of tackles, but they did a great job of forcing it to the middle. So they really executed that well.
Coach, offensively, you guys able to get going right away. You force a three and out for them right away. You take your opening drive. You only had to go, I think, 18 yards or so after they muffed that punt. I guess it was on their second possession. But you guys score right away in the game, get up 7-0, then get up 14-0. What did you see from the offense here tonight?
I thought we did a great job at chunk plays. You know, like 3, 4, 5 yards. That keeps the sticks moving. So I was really pleased with that too. I thought Brock made a lot of good decisions tonight. I don't think we had any turnovers, so like just making makes me, they're trying to be opportunistic, and I thought we did a great job of playing the small game tonight.
Coach, let's talk about that run game. Early in the season, I think you guys wanted to throw the ball. You found a run game. What is it with the run game and the guys up front here, where you've been able to kind of establish that ground game here the last 3-4 weeks?
I think it's just patience. You know, they do a great job of staying the course. Our coaches are doing a great job of making adjustments and coaching the kids up on the sideline.
Special teams tonight came up with that big play early as they dropped the punt. You almost recover it. Didn't matter. It was fourth down anyway, so you guys able to kind of get that ball and take it over at the 18-yard line. So how big was special teams tonight?
That was good. I thought we did a great job. Our kickoff coverage was great. Our kicks were great. That's definitely a part of that. It's a huge part of the game.
I know a lot of times early in the game seems to kick short. Then as the game goes on, you guys kick it deep. What's the mindset for you guys? Because that's got to be something that you're trying to do, I imagine.
Yeah. We kind of we find different spots too. And I said he's talented at kicking it really high, and gets our coverage guys. So I know he's only kicking to the 30, but our coverage guys are right there. So it's kind of just like a little safe thing. And high school football, so that football takes a funny bounce sometimes too. So it's kind of just kind of just rolling the dice a little bit, but I trust our kids to make the coverage. And then he can get down to about the 10 or 5, so it's kind of just, you know, it's just a little bit of a chess match game out there.
Trayvon Keeley had a big year for them returning kickoffs. You guys held him tonight. Was that something that you guys had looked at, was trying to kick it away from him, or just really cover him well when it went to him?
You know, a little bit of both, too. You know, we kind of just playing the game a little bit of kicking it short, kicking it deep, too. And, you know, the deep ones we had were – they were in the corner at the 5-yard line, high. So like they were, and he's got a lot of rotation on his ball. I think he bobbled one too. They're tough to catch. So yeah, and the coverage did a great job.
They had one drive on you guys in the first half. I thought Griffin Glenn had one of the best plays I've seen as far as getting his hips turned, running with the receiver, finding the ball, and then outrunning the receiver to the ball and catching that ball in the end zone for that interception. That was an outstanding defensive play.
Yeah, I think it was one handed. He's a young kid, but he's really learning the game a little bit too. You know. He's had to rely off his athleticism a lot, but he's really taking the time now about learning to flip his hips, understand the coverages, down and distance, you know, the game within the game he's really picking up on.
Talk about, you know, the run game here tonight with that power package when you guys come in. I call it a power eye look. That's what it was called when I grew up. I don't know what you guys call it, but that seems to be pretty effective for you.
Yeah, we do a good job of it. You know, we got stuffed a few times. We got to make a few blocking adjustments, and credit to Green County. They made some adjustments to help them stuff it.
Up 21-0 at halftime. What was the message to the guys?
Win the second half. You know, I was like 0-0. Win the second half. I also told them to keep that goose egg up there. You know, if we haven't had one of those this year too, so it's great to see that up there.
I'm sure probably one of the coaching moments, disappointed to get the ball first and goal at the 3 and then 4 straight plays and not get into the end zone to start that third quarter. So what's going to be the conversation with the guys on that?
Yeah, we got a little sloppy at times in that, too. That's one thing to take away. Is like, you know, I tell you guys, you know, never complain about W. It wasn't pretty tonight, too, but we got the job done. I mean, offense still made a lot of great plays tonight, too. It's just, you know, those are ones, you know, down the stretch, we got to have those. We can't come up empty-handed there.
Coach, you're sitting now undefeated here in the district. What's this win mean for this team the rest of the way out, especially with the way you guys seem to be performing now on both sides of the ball?
I think it's just, you know, it's just learning and gaining confidence each week too. You know, each week our goal is just get a little bit better, and we're playing our best football.
Coach, appreciate you joining us here. We'll catch up with you again for the Pete Rains Coaching Show coming up tomorrow. Appreciate you joining us here on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Jeff, for having me.
You bet. Head coach again, Ryan Steinkamp. Kemper Knights defeat Green County again tonight by a final of 28-0.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, we have been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouthwatering burgers to our one-of-a-kind custards, our goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you are a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Come celebrate 12 years in Carroll with us.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Family-owned and operated since 1948, Quant Auto Salvage is the area's best full-service scrap facility. Whether you're looking to sell scrap iron, vehicles, or batteries, or you need to locate that difficult-to-find part for your vehicle, they have what you need. And if it isn't in stock, they can locate it with their nationwide parts database. Quant Auto Salvage. They sell the best and recycle the rest.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City, MackeyMotors.com.
Welcome to the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show. With me on the phone right now is a victorious Audubon Wheeler coach, Sean Burks. The Wheelers defeated the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders tonight, 64-6. So tell me a little bit about the game tonight.
Yeah, we jumped out to an early start. You know, we scored our first couple drives and then had a punt return for a touchdown. We were able to push it to 32-0 at the end of the first quarter, and then I got a couple more touchdowns in the second quarter. I got the JV in the second quarter. Turned it over on downs right before the half inside the red zone. So we were up 44-0 at half. Had a chance to get 50 in the first half with the JV guys in there. And then just kind of kept subbing in there from there on. And, you know, they got one in the third or fourth quarter on us. And just kind of kind of treat it like a JV game in the second half, fortunately for us. You know, they've got some older kids that needed some reps, which is great for them. We have some juniors and seniors that needed reps. I thought it was a really good, you know, a lot of positives to take out of it tonight. Our kids got to go compete against some good kids. Unfortunately for CRB, you know, they're battling some injuries and whatever else. But we're happy we got out of the game with a big district win. We got everybody in the game. We got everybody some valuable reps, and we move on.
Yeah, so who are some of your offensive standouts, and then we'll talk about the defense.
Yeah, you know, offensively really balanced tonight, you know, with us able to jump out to an early lead. Over half of our carries came from our JV quarterback and our JV running back. I think Aiden Kiergaard led us with 14 carries, and Mason Cafferauer was next with 8 or 9 carries. And then it kind of went down from there. Aaron Olson had, I think Aaron had 9. I think it was Aiden with 14, Aaron with 9, Mason with 8, Carson with 4, and then Mason Steckler and Colin Harlow each had one rush, and we completed our only pass for a 35-yard touchdown to Brody Weber. So we're able to keep some light touches for some of our guys that have, you know, kind of gotten a lot of touches recently. So. Carson Wessel got dinged up tonight. We'll find out some more on him tomorrow, but he got hurt early. Aaron had to primarily play quarterback from there on. And then, like I said, when the varsity started scoring, we got our guys out in a hurry because we didn't want to have any more injuries. And proud of our young guys for competing and sticking their nose in there and doing a nice job tonight.
Was your injury with the Wessel's kid his ankle again, or was it something different this time?
Left arm. He went to stiff arm a kid, and it kind of got stuck as it went to the ground. So we're not sure. Elbow, arm, something in there. Nothing looked broken tonight or majorly torn or dislocated, but initial report sounded pretty good. But we'll see. It's always hard to say tonight. He's going to go get a specialist to look at over the weekend. Fortunately for us, it's a left arm, and he was in good spirits. He was able to come back to the sideline after he went to the hospital in the first half. Hopefully we get some good news tomorrow or over the weekend, and we'll go from there. And if it's something that he's out for a couple weeks or whatever, then we'll adjust and go from there. And you know, we've got Aaron Olson, a veteran quarterback, ready to slide in if needed. But hopefully we get good news on Carson. But we'll see as the week progresses.
Okay, now I said so. Talk about the defense.
I think we had 7 tackles for loss tonight. Gave up 1 first down. Gave up 65-ish total yards of offense, and 35 of that was one touchdown run against the JV late in the game. So our first defense and our kind of our second rotation did a really nice job of keeping them contained, and that's easier said than done. You know, the Oswald kid is super shifty in the open field. We kept their passing game in check. We didn't give any vertical completions. I think they completed 6 passes for less than 20 yards or something like that. Just all around really sound game across the board. I was proud of our guys for doing their job tonight.
Yeah, it sounds like you had a good game. So I'm looking at next week. I see you're at Glidden Ralston, and that game will be on KKRL. What do you know about Glidden?
Yeah, you know, they picked right up where they left off last year, it looks like. You know, I had a tough game week 1 against Woodbine. Turned around the next week and put a thumping on a good Arleva team. And then kind of got in a groove there in district play after that. Had a weird ending to their game last week against Baxter, which we saw on film. And, they got robbed out of a victory last week. So I'm sure they played motivated tonight. I haven't seen their score yet. But, you know, they're physical. The Wallace kid's a really good athlete. He's a returning all-district type of kid. Dual threat, too. He can throw it. They just don't want to throw it. Kind of similar to us. We want to establish the run game. So, 2 similar teams, very quarterback centric, want to get to the edges, but okay, run it inside. You start cheating up, we're going to go to the air. A lot of similarities between our teams, but I honestly haven't seen a lot of film yet. That's just from an early glimpse. We'll see, but I'm sure it'll be a heated contest. I'm sure it'll be a fun atmosphere. It's a big district game for both of us.
Yeah, they got beat 46-42 tonight, so close game for them. And so, you know, they'll probably be ready to go next week. So, hey, good luck to you next week. Have a good week of practice. You're pretty injury-free other than the Wessels kid, correct?
Yeah, yep. We'll turn the page to Monday's JV game, and hopefully everybody gets out of that healthy and we can keep moving along, and we'll see what kind of news we get on Carson as the week progresses.
All right. Well, that's been Sean Burks from the Audubon Wheelers.
When you need a quick meal or one on the go, your Caro Pizza Ranch has great deals for carryout and delivery. Order online and get 8 pizzas of country's best chicken with potato wedges for only $20. How about 2 large pizzas for $25? Or get 2 medium single topping pizzas, cheesy ranch sticks, and a cactus bread for just $20. Check out these deals and more at pizzaranch.com today and order hot and fresh. Pizza Ranch, located off Highway 30 in Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
For high school athletes,
every practice, every game,
every rep matters. That's why Gatorade is here to keep you at your best.
Packed with electrolytes, keeping you hydrated and energized so you can push harder, play longer, and recover faster. On the field, court, or track, Gatorade gives you the fuel you need to perform at your peak.
No matter the sport, no matter the challenge.
Gatorade, fueling the future of sports, one high school athlete at a time.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the new Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the new Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
And we welcome you here to the New Way Scoreboard Show. Tom Hofkamp and Jeff Blankman trying to figure out how to make things work again. And Jeff, we've collected a few more scores.
We have, yes.
One little surprising one. It's not even on the sheet, but Creston sneaks past Harlan, 43-42.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed that one, but Harlan's a little banged up. But that Creston team, after taking on Carroll, I didn't think they'd even be playing that ball game, really.
Right, yeah, I was surprised at that final, especially when it sounds like Harlan was in control for a part of that game. But I heard the Cyclones were down maybe 6 or 7 starters in the game tonight. But a big win for Creston to come back. That's such a rivalry over the years. I think Harlan's dominated it, but those programs haven't liked these other. Those Hawkeye 10 schools, most of them don't like Harlan because they've been so good and everything for so long.
Well, we heard from Sean Burks and Ryan Steinkamp, two coaches that got big wins tonight as Audubon took down Coon Rapids Baird 64-6. And that's just a big outing for them. They just keep taking care of business when they go on the field.
Yeah, they do. Really, really good football team. Coach, like I mentioned this earlier, Coach Burks and those guys do a tremendous, tremendous job with that program down there. And they're really, really good this year.
Since I always get the opposite of what I ask for, I think I have a terrible football game next week with Glenn Ralston and Audubon. I think it'll be horrible.
Yeah, I hope you're getting the opposite of what you said as you were trying to do there. But, yeah, so that one's going to be fun. I wish for Glidden they would have gotten the win tonight. That would have been a big one for them. But they fall elsewhere in 8-man District 9. They fall 46-42 over at Collins Maxwell. So they're going to come in 2-3 on the season, 0-2 at home. So looking for their first home win coming up next week.
Also in that district, Colonesco defeats Baxter 50-48. And GTRA and St. Edmund, they like playing football. They're still going.
They do. They're still playing. They're in overtime right now, tied at 38. I'm tracking that game here. Just went final. Double overtime. GTRA wins it 54-46. So that one now a final score and stuff, 54-46, 2 overtimes, and GTRA picking up the win. See, we tell you, you get everything you need on the Scoreboard Show. Live updates right here.
Looking at the 8-man District 1, Siouxland Christian, West Harrison still in overtime, last we heard. Remsen St. Mary's takes down Newell Fonda 50-6, Bowyer Valley over Sydney 48-6. And Woodbine downs Arweva tonight 50-20 in a game that looked like Arweva was going to take off with it. Led big early and then just stalled out offensively. Couldn't get things going, and Woodbine capitalized on it.
Yeah, feels so bad for head coach Austin Stolk and those kids over there. Up 20-6 at halftime, 34-20 at the end of the third. I know Todd Danner was catching up with Austin, so we'll probably have that interview here shortly, I would imagine. But a tough loss for them. They really need to I don't think they have to win out, but they've got to probably get a win over New Alfonda and a win over Bowyer Valley to get into the postseason.
Class A District 7, two local teams meet up and another thriller there. South Central Calhoun edges IKM Manning at home tonight to get a big victory and kind of keep pace in that district for when the playoffs are coming.
Yeah, fighting to get into that spot, probably behind Earlham, Riverside, and ACGC. They've still got a matchup, I think, with Earlham coming up and stuff, but they fall into ACGC and they fall into Riverside. So a big win for them to get their first district win, and for IK Manning, a tough loss, another close one. They seem to have a habit of playing close games, and tonight they come up on the short end.
Score in from Southwest Valley and Panorama.
If somebody knows that score, text it to me. We're searching every place we can find available to find that score right now.
Earlham defeats Madrid 21-14, and ACGC squeaks past Riverside 50-42 in that Class A District 7 action.
Let's move to Class 1A District 2. Now East Sac County picks up another win. They're now 2-3 on the year, and a big win for them. They knock out Pocahontas Area 27-0 as they now move to 1-1 in district play. Manson Northwest Webster down to Eagle Grove 38-0, and it was Emmitsburg cruising by Sioux Central. Sioux Rapids final there was 50-6. So ESAC's got to keep winning, but right now it looks like that ESAC Manson Northwest Webster game could potentially be for second place in that district.
Class 2A District 8, the Kemper Knights at home. Defense controlled it. They leave the goose egg on the board as they beat Greene County 28-0. Offensively, I'm sure they'll go back and work on some things, but they were able to run the ball. They threw the ball when they wanted to.
Yep.
I mean, it wasn't even a need to. They just ran the ball and then threw it once in a while to make sure Brock's arm didn't get, you know, cobwebs in it from waiting around.
And they didn't want to use him too much. He's best man in his brother's wedding tomorrow, so he had to, you know, get on the road and get up there tonight. So
so they got him on out of there and able to get that homecoming victory. Other scores in that district: Roland Story over Southeast Valley 42-17. Des Moines Christian takes down Seidel 56-0. Sets up a fun one next week in Des Moines as Des Moines Christian plays host to the Kemper Catholic Knights.
And that one should be for the district championship. If the Knights win that one, they completely control their destiny, you know, and stuff. They'll have Seidel and Southeast Valley to close out district play. Class 3A District 1, Carroll Tigers keep their hopes for a district championship alive. They really put it to MOC Floyd Valley tonight, winning it 41-21. Again, Owen Clucky, three touchdown catches in the first half. Taden Peterson runs for over 250 yards, a couple of scores, dominating the run game in the second half. Bishop Heelan, top Sioux Center, 21-3. And Sergeant Bluff Luton cruises as well, beating Boyden Hall Rock Valley 42-7. Still hard for me to believe, just two seasons ago, Boyden Hall Rock Valley was playing for a state championship. And now they've struggled last year and struggling again this year.
You know what's going to be interesting next Friday? Heelan in town to take on the Tigers.
Yep.
Both those teams love to run the football.
They do. And I love games that run the football, and I get the broadcast. That'll be my first time seeing the Tigers this year. I get them this week, and then I go with them to Boyden Hall Rock Valley in week number 9. So I'm excited.
Nobody's taking that trip. I mean, you could pay double and nobody's hopping on the bus to go there.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be interesting to see if I can get anybody to come help me. I may have to reach out to Terry Kaspenbauer. He doesn't live too far across the river. He might be able to sneak across and help me out.
You know, Heelan's already been here once this year, too.
Yes.
So they've got some experience on the turf, and their running back, Thompson, I believe his name.
Yeah, really
good. I mean, he ran downhill, but I think this Carroll Tiger defense, there'll be some more film on what to do, and they'll have an answer for him once they get here, because they know a little bit about stopping the run game.
They do, absolutely.
You're listening to the New Way Forward Scoreboard Show. Tom Hockapp, Jeff Blankman. Coming up, we're going to visit with Dave Prescott and his thoughts on how things went for the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. Also got Corey McCarville coming up this hour, so stay tuned on 1380 KCIM and Kick 1067.
When you need a quick meal or one on the go, your Carroll Pizza Ranch has great deals for carryout and delivery. Order online and get 8 pizzas of Country's Best Chicken with potato wedges for only $20. How about 2 large pizzas for $25? Or get 2 medium single-topping pizzas, cheesy ranch sticks, and a cactus bread for just $20. Check out these deals and more at PizzaRanch.com today and order hot and fresh. Pizza Ranch, located off Highway 30 in Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Oh, that's good. Feld Security of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They choose Feld Security because of the local and prompt service, 24-hour technician support, and the ability to control their security from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safe even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Security of Carroll proudly supports all our area high school athletes.
This is Todd Danner, and you're listening to the New Way Auto Scoreboard Show. With me right now is Glenn Ralston head coach Dave Prescott. The Wildcats to go on the road tonight and lose a 6-42 decision to Collins Maxwell. The loss drops the Glenn Ralston 2-3 overall on the year. 46-42, Dave, must have been a heck of a ball game.
Yeah, it was kind of real track meet going there for a little bit. We would, you know, just chase each other back and forth up and down the field, and in the end they made a couple of conversions, two-point conversions, and we weren't able to capitalize on ours, and that turned out to be the difference in the game.
And how about early on offensively? Were we able to do some nice things early on in the ball game?
Yeah, we were going pretty good. Our run game was going good. We struggled a bit at the end of the first quarter, so we kind of opened up passing a little more, hit some nice passes, good plays, and we were a little more balanced tonight than we have been in the past, but they were pretty good size and hard for us to get the running game going. But when we got the passing game going, that also freed up Colby, and we got some good runs out of it.
Did turnovers play any role in tonight's ball game for you?
Well, I think they came back and forth. We fumbled on the second play of the game, and then they ended up scoring, and then the back-and-forth battle started. But we did pick one off later in the game, and but we weren't able to capitalize on it. So, you know, I don't think turnovers were a big deal, but, you know, maybe on that first possession, it kind of played a part.
I know you talked about it a little bit, but take me down the stretch a little bit. Were you guys ahead or behind at the end of the ball game? Down the stretch, take me through that.
Well, we were just kind of chasing them all game long. They scored, we scored. They scored, we scored. They scored, you know, and it just went that way. We just kept looking for a stop, and they just, you know, would either get a first down by a penalty, or they would just kind of do a scramble and throw a late play. We were just kind of about one or two plays away from being able to get back and, you know, realize on it. Defense didn't do that bad, but we just gave up plays when they needed to make them.
Okay, speaking of the offensively or defensively, I know you probably don't have stats in front of you, but anybody stand out that you'd like to mention on both sides of the ball?
Well, Colby had another good night rushing, and Dawson Majerus caught several passes. Alex Daniels did a good job catching. We actually kind of had an incident before the game started where we lost a couple of role players for us. They ran into each other in warm-ups, so we lost Lucas Christian and Colton Rohrbeck before the game even started. Then this morning we ended up not having Waylon Hines, so we were down three starters, three guys that played quite a bit for us. And we had other guys stepped up and filled the holes, and they did a really nice job.
Well, I tell you what, after tonight's ball game, you get a home contest next week with Audubon. And Audubon was a 64-6 winner tonight over Coon Rapids Baird. So the Wheelers will head to Glidden 5-0. So what do you know about the Wheelers?
Well, they're rolling right now. They're big. They're well coached. I know that they, you know, spread it out a little bit, and they do everything well. It's just going to boil down. We're going to get into the film room, see what they do, try to prepare a defense and an offense to go against them, and just do what we do every week. But it's just going to be another really good team, and we're going to have to be ready to play. Hopefully the guys that are hurt and sick will be back, so we'll be at full strength.
I was just going to ask you that. The guys in the pregame, that hurt in pregame, should probably be ready to go next week?
Yeah, I think Colton, he got 12 stitches above the eye, and they'll let him play. And Lucas had 18 stitches in his ear.
Oh, jeepers.
So, I mean, it was a pretty good collision. We warm up, you know, without helmets, and we were just kind of running some pass routes, getting warmed up, and they just happened to collide, and it was kind of a freak thing. But, you know, losing both of those guys. They both, starting cornerback and the first guy in. So it kind of, had a good effect on us, a bad effect. We lose those guys, but the other guys stepped up and did a really nice
job. Well, I'll tell you what, Coach, I appreciate your time taking with me tonight and wish you the best of luck next week against home against Audubon.
Well, thank you very much. Hopefully we'll be prepared and be able to give them a game.
All right, Dave, have a good night. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Todd.
Yep.
Earning college credit while in high school is a smart choice. Area high school students have several college class options available to them through the DMAC Carroll Campus and Templeton Regional Center. Students, contact your high school counselor today to talk about how DMAC college credit can be part of your high school plan at no cost to you. DMAC, life's calling.
Corey McCarville, head football coach of the Ike Manning Wolves, joining Casey Myers of Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network here. Wolves fall tonight 16-13 to SEC in a district play. And, Coach, you guys jumped down early 13-0. The kids fought back, tied the football game up, ended up losing on a field goal there in the third quarter, kind of made the difference of the game. Clean football as well, not a lot of turnovers on either end overall. How do you feel the kids played tonight?
I'm proud of them. They played hard. They really battled their tails off. We didn't have a great start. We challenged them to play better, and they did. They responded, and I'm so proud of their efforts. They should be really proud of the things that they did tonight.
Your first two drives, you go three and out. What's the kind of the change after that? Notice you guys started throwing the football a little bit more. Was that kind of what the game plan was going into tonight, or is that kind of had to throw it to the side and kind of found success throwing the football?
Well, no, we knew that they had a good defensive line. We were going to have to throw it a little bit, and we were able to hit on a couple plays, so it was good to see.
Ben Ramsey didn't turn the football over tonight at quarterback for you guys. He threw the football really efficiently. What did you see from your junior quarterback tonight?
Well, he struggled early. He started throwing the ball a little bit better on time. He wasn't so late with some stuff. I thought that was key. And, I think he's starting to trust his eyes a little bit more, which is good to see.
He found Ashton Aaronholtz on a 60-yard touchdown play there. A nice throw from him to kind of get you guys going towards the halftime, down 13-7 at the half. What was kind of the message to the boys in the locker room?
Well, we knew in the second half we're going to have to make three or four plays. We're going to be the difference. And, we got a turnover for a touchdown, which was huge. We missed the extra point, but we were able to tie it up. And then it was really good football from there on out.
What was the message after you guys fell down 13-0 to the boys? Kind of seemed like it sparked them. You guys went on a 13-0 run yourself.
Well, we challenged them. We didn't have a great start to the game, and they were kind of really controlling the line of scrimmage, so we really challenged our defensive line to play better.
Second half for you guys, Ben Langle gets that blocked or just a fumble return, picks it up. I think he had the strip sack that forced it, then picked it up, returned it for the touchdown. What did you see from the senior defensive end for you guys there on that play?
Well, Ben's a really good player for us. He's been a good player for us for a long time, and it was a great play by him. I'm proud of him.
You guys had the chance to score a couple times there in the first half, but had turned it over on fourth down, and then same in the second half. Execution-wise, what's got to get better going into next week for you guys offensively?
They're a well-coached team, and they took a couple things away from us, and we just got to be a little bit more physical up front.
You guys go into week six now, kind of looking on the outside in. What's going to be the message to the boys?
Well, we got to play ECGC, who's one of the top teams in the state, and we're going to put together a nice plan, and it's going to be a physical challenge, and we just got to be ready to play a really good football team next week.
Corey, I want to thank you for joining me. Good luck coming up against next week against ACGC.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City, MackeyMotors.com.
It's the Friday Night Scoreboard brought to you by New Way Auto Group. Tom Hawkamp and Jim Molitor with me now as we have brought in everybody we can tonight, Jim. I don't know if Jeff just didn't think I could do this or what was going on. He's hanging out, won't leave me alone. Keeps asking, do you know what you're doing? I'm here.
Casey's here working on stuff. And
we got
Todd's here.
Yeah. I mean,
Got the whole shooting match.
Somebody must have gave him a bigger budget for tonight or something.
Yeah, that might have been it.
I mean, we've had some exciting games. We've touched up with a lot of coaches still to come. We're going to visit with Brian Case this hour. We're going to have Coach Rowe coming up next hour because we want to make sure the guys on the way back maybe can catch a little bit of that one. They got to get back into the listening area from that trip to MOC.
Yeah, that's Orange City's long ways up there.
Well, let's take a look at that Class 3A District 1. Again, those Carroll Tigers, big win tonight as they go on the road. 2 weeks in a row, they make a long road trip, get off the bus, take care of business, and then come back home. They get the 41-21 victory over MOC Floyd Valley, which sets up a real fun one next week when Bishop Heelan comes to town, as Bishop Heelan got that 21-3 win over Sioux Center in that district. So that should be a very, very fun game.
That should be. It should be a good one.
Also in that district, Sergeant Bluff Luton 42, Boyden Hole Rock Valley 7.
All right, in Class 2A District 8, Kipper shuts out Greene County 28-0. Roland Story defeated Southeast Valley 42-17. And Des Moines Christian, who's going to host the Knights next week, correct?
Yes.
And they shut out Sadel tonight 56-0.
It'd be really interesting to sit down and watch that offense. They put up a lot of points last year. The defense gave up a lot of points for that Des Moines Christian squad. But this year the defense is holding up, and they're still putting up a lot of points. So the Kemper Knights, do you try to slow them down and limit possessions in that ball game? I mean, Coach Steinkamp and that team, they've been through some adversity. They've seen some stuff. They're going to be ready to go on that road trip and see what they can do there in Des Moines Christian.
Yeah, I'm sure Steiny will be watching a lot of film this week and breaking things down just to see exactly what's going to suit his team best for, you know, exploiting some weaknesses.
I bet you he gets his dad in on it. Russell,
I'll bet he will, too.
Put down the golf clubs for a little bit and start watching some film again.
Probably. He could, very easily.
Class 1A District 2, big congratulations out to East Sac. They pick up the victory over Pocahontas area, 27-0. Also in that district, Emmitsburg, they are having a strong season. They get a win 50-6 over Sioux Central. Manson Northwest Webster downs Eagle Grove 38-0. Coming up pretty quick, Manson Northwest Webster and East Sac. That could be for that final spot in the district race for the playoffs.
Very well could be, and hopefully Eric McCullough will get the troops rounded up and be interesting to talk to him. We've yet to talk to him yet, so hopefully he'll call soon. All right, Class A District 7, in a battle of area teams, South Central Calhoun holds off IKM Manning 16-13. Earlham defeated Madrid 21-14, and ACGC rolled over, that was a close game, 50-42 over Riverside, and we're still looking for the Panorama Southwest Valley score.
Coach McCarville didn't seem super excited to have to roll up against ACGC right now after a tough loss tonight against South Central Calhoun.
Yeah, I think ACGC is the real deal.
They've been putting up some points. Their defense has been a little suspect, and in that eight-man, you just never know how, or in that District 7 Class A stuff, you just never know. You got to go make sure you hold those points down at certain levels. So we'll see. I hear they've got a good kicker down there. So if it comes down to something like that, they've always got the chance.
Yeah, that's true.
Eight-man District 1, a tough one for the Rockets of Arweva as they fall to Woodbine 50-20. Remsen defeats Newell Fonda 50-6. That's Remsen St. Mary's. Bowyer Valley rolls Sydney 48-6. And last we heard, Siouxland Christian and West Harrison were in overtime. We have not got the final.
I do have that final score.
Oh, there we go.
West Harrison holds off Siouxland Christian in double overtime, 46-44. So I heard Jeff talking about that game. You know, both teams were winless going in. And, you know, I was wondering about how each was going to, how they were going to do with scoring and holding and everything else with, 46-44. That's 90 points.
They found a few of them and had a good battle down there.
Absolutely.
Again, West Harrison and Siouxland Christian. Eight-man District 9 action. Audubon's got a solid team again this year. They've reloaded again, and it's looking like it as they get that 64-6 win over Coon Rapids Bear.
Yeah, I talked to Sean, and I mean he's got numbers, which is something that Coach Moore does not, and he got everybody in the game. He had JV kids in the first half and played pretty much most of the second half. So, you know, so a lot of his younger kids got quite a bit of playing time tonight.
Glidden Ralston trips up at Collins Maxwell 46-42, so a couple tough weeks in a row for them. They welcome in Audubon next week.
Yeah, that, and Bert, Sean was kind of talking about, you know, he thinks it'll be a little slobber knocker because they both like to run the ball. They both have pretty good defenses, and, you know, it's like, who's going to stop who? So
it'll be an interesting one. I'm lucky enough to have the call on that one, so I'll be in Glidden next Friday night. I think that one's on KKRL, if I recall right. So should be a fun one on KKRL. Brett Luck's going to join me there. Other scores around, double overtime, GTRA over St. Edmund, 54-46, and Colonesco sneaks past Baxter, 50-48. But some fun games. It's hard to believe, over halfway through the season now, and it is all district playoff picture football. You got to go out and take care of business.
Yeah, if you don't, you could be looking outside of the playoffs.
And then you look at some of these districts and kind of how stacked they ended up being. I mean, you look at like that District 7 Class A, you've got Madrid, ACGC, I think it's Earlham, ACGC, Riverside, IKM Manning, South Central Calhoun. That race to that two spot is kind of full.
Yeah, it's going to be a dogfight. That's nothing wrong with that. That's what you want. You want those good, tight, close games, and see how it comes out.
You're tuned in to the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show. I'm Tom Hawkamp, Finance Manager at New Way Ford. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll hear from Brian Case.
Earning college credit while in high school is a smart choice. Area high school students have several college class options available to them through the DMAC Carroll Campus and Templeton Regional Center. Students, contact your high school counselor today to talk about how DMAC college credit can be part of your high school plan at no cost to you. DMAC, life's calling.
Brian Case, South Central Calhoun football coach from the Casey Miners and Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network here in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Coach, you guys come away with a 16-13 win tonight. It's big in Class A District 7. You guys staying into that playoff hunt right now. You're going into next week. You got the big win tonight. You know, what does that mean for the guys?
You know, going into a non-district game next week, right? I mean, this one, we knew that we are Baxter against the wall. We were both coming in here in the same situation, both 2-2, and we know that the winner of this game was going to probably be, you know, having a pretty good shot of making the postseason. At the same time, you lose this game and you're on the outside looking in. So we knew that this is a huge game. Obviously, playing against a really quality team in IKM Manning, we respect those guys so much. Corey McCarver does an outstanding job. Tom Casey, obviously, I mean, a Hall of Fame coach over there. They do a great job, and they have their kids ready to go week in and week out. So we knew we had a huge challenge against these guys. But, credit our kids as well. Casey, I mean, our kids, we came out on fire, did a really good job in that first quarter, moved the ball kind of at will. And then after that, I don't know what happened. It just kind of like the wheels fell off offensively. But, you know, thank goodness defensively. I mean, we gave up the one big play. But other than that, I mean, our defense played pretty well and kept us in the ball game to give us an opportunity to come down here. We kicked a field goal to go up, and then defensively, again, we just had to shut them out the rest of the way, and we did that. So, but going into the non-district game, being 3-2 right now and 2-2 in the district is a pretty good feeling. Homecoming win, pretty good feeling. We want the kids to enjoy this one, but we got to get back to work on Monday.
What did you see from the defense tonight? You guys came out offensively, scored 13 straight points. The defense gave up one touchdown tonight offensively, and it was a big play. What did you see from them?
Yeah, I mean, we've always predicated our team on our defense, and if we can play solid defense, then we give ourselves a shot every single ball game, right? It's just one of those things right now that we're playing a lot of young kids, so it's a learning process for these kids. I think we started four or five sophomores tonight. We started a freshman tonight, so these kids are still just raw, and they're young, they're learning. but they're starting to buy into what we're trying to do schematically. They're trying to see some of the success that we're having, and they're starting to believe in it more and more. And if you can win these close games like this, that gives our kids a little bit more confidence moving forward. But defensively, just flying to the football. Some kids, I mean, it seems like we're a little bit lost out there, but it's understandable. Once they start getting more and more reps, they'll start getting more and more comfortable, and they'll start settling in.
I had Ben Ramsey in the first half, unofficially 7 of 1,317 yards in that big touchdown play. What was the message to the secondary and the halftime locker room?
Stay over the top. I mean, if we can stay over the top and have them complete everything underneath us, we're going to be okay. Making sure that we're reading the quarterback and breaking on the ball when the first hand comes off the ball, the front hand comes off the ball. You just got to do all those little things well against a team like this. I mean, he can throw the ball. The receivers went after the ball. They did a great job that way. We knew that they had speed. We knew that they had some size up front. We knew that they were a dangerous offense. They run a lot of different formations, a lot of different motions at you and so forth. And they can kind of catch you off guard if you're not ready. But our kids in the secondary just had to come in. They had to play lights out. At the same time, I mean, that's a double-edged sword. We've got to be able to get pressure up front. And if we can do that, then usually our secondary is going to have some success that way. But we really did not get a whole lot of pressure on him as far as the pass game was concerned. So our secondary had to sit back there and just kind of just see it and just make plays.
The beginning of the game kind of seemed like you guys were able to run the football 4 or 5 yards at a time, kind of just methodically moving it down the field. He jumped out to a 13-0 lead. What did you see from the offense to start the football game?
Yeah, I mean, we saw some different things. We didn't think that they were probably going to run into their 5-front, but they did. They just kind of started mixing and matching between the 5-front and the 4-front, and our kids had to get in tune to that. Our center in Matthew Hardy did a great job, I think, of letting our other linemen know what we were seeing. There's a lot of times that we just were not maintaining our blocks up front. So schematically, there's some things that we got to clean up there. But for the most part, when we started the game, I mean, the kids were doing it. They were getting on people. They had their hands on people. They were running their feet, and we were opening the holes. We were running hard with our running backs. We were blocking for each other, and then I don't know what happened. Seriously, I don't know what the difference was. They kept sending the pressure like they had been early on, and we were blocking it early on, and just later on in the game, it just seemed like we were not making the blocks that we were making early on in the game.
The injury bug struck you guys tonight again. Kind of been the theme the last couple of weeks. Caleb Jewell goes down. How's he doing? It looked pretty bad from where we were at, but we don't really know what happened up there.
Yeah, and we don't know either. I mean, we'll get an x-ray on him, and we'll find out later on. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, we have the injury bug right now, and it's just one of those things you have to deal with. It's kind of the next man-in mentality. And the problem is when you're taking a look at our team right now, the next man-in is another sophomore or freshman that we're taking a look at. We just keep getting younger and younger. We have Caden Dorman that's gone for the season. Caleb Jewell, we don't know what's going to happen with him. Andrew Anderson, our starting quarterback, is coming back. I don't know if he's going to be able to play quarterback at all. He has a cast on his right hand. And then we have one lineman that we don't know if we're going to get him back or not. So when you're down 4 starters from the beginning of the season, it makes it pretty tough. But our kids are pretty resilient. They're bouncing back right now, and I think that they're doing a decent job.
You like the way the young kids have came in and played for you, especially with all the injuries you've seen right now?
Well, played for us, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a culture, it's a program thing. And, I said at the beginning of the year that I really like the makeup of our team. I didn't know what it's going to be like as far as wins and losses, but I like the chemistry with this group. They seem to get along. They seem to play for each other. Seniors through freshmen, it doesn't make a bit of difference. So I like the way that our group plays. And again, I don't know how it's all going to end up as far as wins and losses here on the season, but I like our kids. I think we have good kids out there, and they're willing to learn. As long as they stay hungry with it, I think that good things can happen for us, not only through the next 3 games here, but also into the future.
You guys going to step out of conference play next week. You're going to go up to West Hancock to Britt to take on them. It's going to be a long bus drive up there. You know, what's kind of the message? West Hancock runs a similar style of offense you saw from ACGC. Is going to watch some film on them this week. Kind of what's the game plan for West Hancock coming up next week?
West Hancock is outstanding, right? I mean, you're back-to-back-to-back state champions, and we got to go to their place, and they just have that winning culture over there. They're not going to do anything fancy. They're going to run their dives, their ISOs, their bellies, and so forth. And what they just do really well. Not huge kids up there, but just extremely athletic. They get after you. They're physical. And again, they just understand how to play the game. So defensively, they're gonna throw it at us as well. Very rarely do you see anybody out of position. Coach Sanger does a great job with those guys, obviously. So our kids are just gonna have to go over there and just try and execute to the best of our ability. You know, against ACGC, we really took the play clock down as far as we possibly could to try and keep the ball out of the ACGC's hands. We'll probably see the similar format against these guys.
Coach Case, that's all I got for you. I want to thank you for joining me and congratulate us on a big win tonight in district.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, Casey. Appreciate it.
That was head coach Brian Case here in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Titans win tonight 16-13. We'll step away, take a break. We'll be back with more New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show here on Kick 106.7 and KCIM.
Outlaw Graphics is your local promotion and sign company. Outlaw can do it all, from vehicle graphics to promotional items and all the signage you need. Outlaw does it all, no matter how big or how small your order is. If you need thousands of items for your business, talk to Outlaw. Work with Outlaw's designers from start to finish. You're going to love the results. Call the Outlaw. Outlaw Graphics, 775-2599. Outlaw Graphics in Carroll.
When you need to know, KCIM is the place to listen. On 1380 AM and 95.1 FM.
This is KCIM Carroll.
1, 2, 3.
It's the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show. All the scores from all the games.
Let's go!
And you'll hear from all of the head coaches around the area.
1, 2, 3.
The New Way Ford Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Feldfire, Culver's, Next Gen Chiropractic, Quant Auto Salvage, New Way Auto Group, Outlaw Graphics, Gatorade, Des Moines Area Community College, DMAC, Mackey Motors, and Pizza Ranch.
Now, let's get to the scores from this week in high school football.
And another wonderful week of high school football it was. Tom Hawkamp, Jeff Blankman joining you here on the Scoreboard Show. Some exciting games and some big victories by the local teams who just want to go out and take care of business this week, Jeff.
Yeah, absolutely. You're past the halfway point now of the season, and everybody into district play, and these games are the games that count, you know, so these are the games that most of the coaches pay the most attention to. So a lot of our teams went out and took care of the business that they needed to do tonight. So,
you know, going into the week, you know, as a sports person, you walk around town, people are like, hey, what do you think of this game? What do you think of this game? And that MOC Floyd Valley Carroll game kept coming up, and I'm like, you know, it's kind of one of those, you got to be ready and you can go take care of business, but MOC Floyd Valley is just not going to give you the W when you get up there. And the Tigers did. I mean, and you talk about a two-hour bus trip on probably one of the most comfortable buses we could find for them to drive up there.
Right.
And you get off the bus and just take care of it. 41-21, a nice victory there for the Carroll Tigers.
Yeah, they're not expecting to get back. I just heard from, you know, Coach Rowetter. They're probably not going to be back till about 12:30 tonight. So long bus ride home, but I'm sure it's a happy bus ride home.
We're going to talk to Coach Rowetter later this hour. So hopefully some of the parents are starting to get back a little bit into the area. So we'll wait and see about that. Also in that district, Helan and Sioux Center. Helan gets a 21-3 victory. Helan in town next week. Homecoming for the Carroll Tigers. Tigers will have to make sure they're ready to go when they step on the field, and we should just see a wonderful rushing attack.
Yeah, I'm ready for that game. You know, love games where they're going to run the football. That one could be done in an hour.
When you say they're going to be quick, that's when they get long on you.
Yeah, we'll still be playing at 12:30 next Friday night.
We'll be asking you to get off so we can get going on the Scoreboard Show. That's how it went last week for me.
Yep.
Also in that district, Sergeant Bluff Luton over Boyden Hall Rock Valley, 42-7.
Class 2A District 8, Kemper Knights, very impressive. Their defense dominant, got the run game going. Brock Bating had some success in the pass game. Carson Caney made some nice plays. Griffin Glenn had a great interception in the end zone on really the only drive that Greene County had in the game, but the Knights pick up a 28-0 victory. It was Roland Story also beating Southeast Valley 42-17. And Des Moines Christian, they set up that big matchup with Kemper. Both teams will be undefeated in the district. They beat Sadell 56-0.
All right, Class 1A, District 2. Esac County comes up with a big win tonight. 27-0 shutout of Pocahontas area. Sioux Central, Sioux Rapids Falls, 50-6 to Emmitsburg. And Manson Northwest Webster shuts out Eagle Grove 38-0.
Todd Danner, he's been hot on the mics trying to catch up with the coaches. And I think we got all but one taken care of. So hopefully we hear from Coach McCullough here before
too long.
So.
Okay.
Oh, he did get in. So we'll have that coming up shortly, too. So.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll have to see what Eric's been up to. So nice win for that team tonight. Class A District 7 action. South Central Calhoun sneaks by IKM Manning 16-13. Kind of keeps themselves in the race for that district spot.
Yep.
Unfortunately, kind of pushes IKM Manning out unless they can really make something happen.
Going to have to win out the rest of the way, I think, for IKM Manning to probably get into the postseason now.
And the tough part for that is next week they get to play the top team in the state in that class as ACGC comes in.
Yeah.
You know, and we were talking off air, South Central Calhoun. You talk about a schedule that did them not really any favors. You went and played ACGC. Okay, you want to play some of the best teams.
That's number one ranked.
You don't want to play all the best teams, right. And that's what they got as they...
They go to number two West Hancock coming up this Friday.
So
they still have Earlham, who will jump from number 10, maybe into the top five.
I mean, they took out the number five Madrid, so I don't know why they wouldn't move in there. But Earlham with that 21-14 win over Madrid... I mean, that district is just mean.
It is.
And then South Central Calhoun decides, we'll just step out of the district and see what happens.
Yeah, and you mentioned IKM Manning with that district being mean. That's a good football team, and they're probably maybe going to be the fifth-place team out of that district. That just tells you how good that district is.
We did get that Panorama Southwest Valley score. Panorama with a 14-0 win there.
Eight-man at District 1. Arweva falls tonight on the road at Woodbine 50-20. I know Coach Stolt got to be disappointed up 20-6 at halftime, and that game slips away in the second half. St. Mary's of Remsen over Newell Fonda 50-6. West Harrison outscores Siouxland Christian 46-44 in double overtime, and Bouyer Valley cruises in a non-district match over Sydney 48-6.
Eight-man District 9. Audubon goes to 5-0 on the season and roll over Coon Rapids Bear tonight, 64-6. Glenn Ralston goes on the road to Collins Maxwell and comes up just short, 46-42. GTRA, 54-46 over Fort Dodge St. Edmund in double overtime. And Colonesco edges Baxter, 50-48.
And we said it in the first hour. I'll say it again. I'm pretty excited for that game. I won't have a good stat night. I mean, they've shortened up the field on me. I can't figure out 8-man from 11-man.
Do you struggle with the math?
Well, just originally, all the time. I mean, it's Marilyn Peters' fault over there in WLVA. She could have helped me out a little bit better, but...
She's an amazing teacher. I think it was all on you.
Well, I'll still throw it at her, you know.
Yeah.
Arlen Willems could have done a little bit better on my English to help me get through this radio career, too, but... So we've got more of the scoreboard show coming up. Austin Stolk will be up next, talk about a tough loss tonight. Also, we'll hear from Coach Rowetter coming up this hour. Stay tuned to the New Way Forward Scoreboard Show on 1380 KCIM 95.1 FM and Kick 106.7.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
New Way Auto Group, almost guaranteed forever.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, we have been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to our one-of-a-kind custards, our goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you are a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Come celebrate 12 years in Carroll with us.
Culver's, welcome to Delicious.
Earning college credit while in high school is a smart choice. Area high school students have several college class options available to them through the DMAC Carroll campus and Templeton Regional Center. Students, contact your high school counselor today to talk about how DMAC college credit can be part of your high school plan at no cost to you. DMAC, life's calling.
This is Todd Danner, and you're listening to the New Way Auto Scoreboard Show. With me right now is our Weaver head coach,
Austin Stoke, the Rockets traveled over to Woodbine tonight to play a tough Tiger team. Ended up on the wrong end of a 50-20 decision to the host Woodbine Tigers. Weaver led this game 20-0, 20-6 at one halftime. And so, Austin, after what happened in the second half? What was the difference in the second half for you?
Yeah, you know, to start out, Todd, we had some turnovers that were costly, and they put them in good field position. But you know, it started from the first snap in the third quarter. They came out with great energy, and we told our guys, you know, we're only through one half of football, and it's a great football team on their home turf. It's a matter of they're going to show up in the second half, and they absolutely did that. They were able to run the football. They ran the football all over us in the second half. You know, we weren't able to make a stop when it got down in deep in territory. And, you know, offensively, you know, first half we were running the football extremely well. You know, in the second half we just weren't able to do that. And, you know, combine that with our turnovers and a couple penalties, and it was most definitely a tale of two halves.
Well, what was the, in the first half, Austin, like I said, up to 20-6 at halftime, what were some of the good things that you were able to do in the first half?
Yeah, we had a balance, Todd, of running the football and throwing the football. And, you know, typically we kind of rely a little bit on our passing game maybe, but, you know, it was our running game. We were just able to run the football consistently, you know, eat some clock and punch a couple in the end zone by running the ball on the ground. And, you know, in the second half we just weren't able to do that.
We were able to, I know Woodbine's got a terrific passing offense. What in the first half, what were you able to do against their quarterback and receiver that gave you so much success?
But, you know, we mixed up some defenses, you know, and our secondary did an excellent job against their pass coverage. You know, that's kind of how they tore us apart last year in the first half. And, you know, in the second half, I think they just kind of they steered away from the passing game and thought, you know, we're going to handle the line of scrimmage running the football. And that's exactly what they did from the get-go in that third quarter. And, you know, they hardly had to air it out in the second half. They just ran the football hard and sustained blocks and, you know, we just couldn't stop them on the defensive end.
And offensively in the second half, Austin, were you able to put anything drives together at all?
No, not really, Todd. To put it blunt, we turned the football over, you know, a few times, and some penalties knocked us back, and just weren't able to sustain drives in the second half.
Did you come out of the game healthy, Austin?
Just your typical, you know, bangs and bruises playing against aggressive Woodbine team. But, you know, overall, I think our guys are ready to come back on Monday and get ready for Remsen.
I was going to say, it doesn't get any much easier for you next week playing a top five team in eight-man in Remsen St. Mary's, who won easily tonight. So, you know, it's, like I said, back-to-back weeks against Woodbine and Remsen. It's going to really test the Rockets, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's the gauntlet you go through, and it was kind of, we're kind of in the same boat, you know, sort of last year at this point in the season.
Uh-huh.
And it's a matter of, you know, when things get out of hand, like a night like tonight, you know, our guys came out and they were healthy. You know, obviously, would have liked to play a decent second half to pull off a win. You know,
right.
We won the first half most definitely, and they won the first half big time in the second half. And you know, it's a matter of if we want to compete with teams like the Woodbines and the Rems and St. Mary's, you have to play four quarters of football. And you know, our guys definitely found that out tonight.
Well, you dropped a 3-2 overall with the loss tonight, and the nice thing about it, Austin, is you're still in the playoff hunt here in the Indian District.
Absolutely, you know it. It's we kind of told our guys it's kind of the schematic of in one ear and out the other. It, you know, this game's over with. We got to learn from it on Monday. We got to watch film on it, and then you know, move to week five. There's a lot of football season left. Three key district matchups left,
right.
And you know, we still kind of control our own destiny. So,
yep.
Our guys got to come ready to go next week.
Well, I tell you what, Austin, I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me tonight. We wish you the best of luck against Remsen at home.
Okay, thanks, Todd.
All right, have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Family-owned and operated since 1948, Quant Auto Salvage is the area's best full-service scrap facility. Whether you're looking to sell scrap iron, vehicles, or batteries, or you need to locate that difficult-to-find part for your vehicle, they have what you need. And if it isn't in stock, they can locate it with their nationwide parts database. Quant Auto Salvage. They sell the best and recycle the rest.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles.
Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City, MackeyMotors.com.
For high school athletes, every practice,
every game,
every rep matters. That's why Gatorade is here to keep you at your best. Packed with electrolytes, keeping you hydrated and energized so you can push harder, play longer, and recover faster. On the field, court, or track, Gatorade gives you the fuel you need to perform at your peak.
No matter the sport, no matter the challenge.
Gatorade, fueling the future of sports, one high school athlete at a time.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the new Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the new Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
This is Todd Danner, and you're listening to the New Way Auto Scoreboard Show. With me right now is Coon Rapids Bears head coach Chris Moore. The Crusaders tonight fall 64-6 to a very good Audubon team at Audubon to fall to 1-4 overall on the season. Chris, go ahead and tell me about the game a little bit. What was the big difference tonight?
Just again, came out flat. Just couldn't get anything established offensively, and just couldn't get a good flow to the game going for us. Yeah, like you said, Audubon's a good team. They came out and punched us in the mouth, and we just didn't have an answer for them all night, obviously, as the score shows.
Offensively, Chris, were you able to get anything going offensively in either of the halves?
No, it was just not our night again. Yeah, I don't even know if we had 100 yards of total offense. It was disappointing, and that falls on me as the head coach. I got to put a better game plan together and give our kids a chance to be successful.
Did turnovers play a role in this night's ball game?
Nope. I wish that was the case.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some calls went against us, but that's out of our control, and we got to get better.
Well, what were some of the positives that came out of tonight's ball game for you, Chris? Anything that you looked at offensively or defensively that you saw that stood out a little bit for you?
Yeah, we got some younger guys in the second half, obviously you got a score in the second half with Caden on a nice cutback run. That's positive. Bryce Lewis playing at quarterback for us, threw some good balls, we just missed them a couple different times. They had receivers open, just off the fingertips. Just complete the catch. There's definitely some positive things to take away, but just a lot of things we need to get better at for sure too.
Well, what is it? What's about Audubon that makes them such a dynamic team?
Well coached. The kids play hard. They got a good offensive scheme and keep you off balance. And the quarterback's play is really good. Holding the ball on their option and reads, and they know when to pull it, and they can gash you for big yards. You know, they got good team speed.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, Coach. Next week you return home. You put to play a Fort Dodge St. Edmund team, and they lost tonight in double overtime to GTRA, 54-46. So what do you know about, anything know about St. Edmund as well, going to the next week?
They have a really good offensive lineman. They played Audubon last week fairly tough, so we've seen it on film a couple times now. They returned a lot of guys from last year. They're a good ball club. I know their record right now may not show it, but we're going to have a handful again, and it's homecoming, so we'll have some added distractions with that and fun with that too. We just got to regroup and hopefully we can get the kids locked in and get some things fixed and put a better game plan together and have some more success on Friday night.
coach to come out of tonight's game than healthy wise heading into next week's ball game with St. Edmund?
Normal bumps and bruises. Some guys just battling through some injuries from week one yet. But they keep showing up every week, and it's credit to those guys and their effort. And, you know, they keep continuing to come and work hard, even though they're hurting pretty good. So, you know, I really appreciate the kids' effort for sure, week in and week out.
Well, I tell you what, Chris, I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me tonight, and I wish you the best of luck next week against St. Edmunds.
I appreciate the coverage, and go Searby.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
Feld Security of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They choose Feld Security because of the local and prompt service, 24-hour technician support, and the ability to control their security from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safe even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Security of Carroll proudly supports all our area high school athletes.
Family-owned and operated since 1948, Quant Auto Salvage is the area's best full-service scrap facility. Whether you're looking to sell scrap iron, vehicles, or batteries, or you need to locate that difficult-to-find part for your vehicle, they have what you need. And if it isn't in stock, they can locate it with their nationwide parts database. Quant Auto Salvage. They sell the best and recycle the rest.
It's Tom, Jim, and Todd. We should probably start our own radio show.
There you go. That sounds
other
good.
Than
like
the
that.
Scoreboard show, huh? Maybe a podcast.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
What you didn't need to know.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's a good one.
You're listening to the New Wave Ford Scoreboard Show. The quick look at the scores here. Coming up, we're going to visit with Coach Craig Rowetter. He got a big victory tonight, 41-22 over MOC Floyd Valley, so congratulations to the Carroll Tigers. Helan also got a victory 21-3 over Sioux Center, and in that district, Sergeant Bluff Luton defeats Boyden Hole Rock Valley 42-7.
Okay, let's turn our attention to Class 2A District 8. Kemper Catholic comes up with a big 28-0 victory over Greene County. Roland Story rolls 42-17 over Southeast Valley, and Des Moines Christian shuts out Seidel 56-0.
In Class 1A District 2, it was East Sac shutting out Pocahontas Area 27-0. Emmitsburg keeps rolling with a 50-6 win over Sioux Central, Sioux Rapids, and Manson Northwest Webster shuts out Eagle Grove 38-0.
In what might be the toughest district across the state, Class A District 7, South Central Calhoun squeaks by IKM Manning tonight 16-13. Number 10 Earlham beats number 14 Madrid 21-14. Number 1 ACGC sneaks past Riverside 50-42, and Panorama and Southwest Valley had a ball game that was 14-0 in that district.
Okay, 8-man District 1. A lot of high scores in this district tonight. Woodbine gets past Arweva 50-20. Arweva led 20-6 at halftime in that ball game before falling 50-20. Remsen St. Mary's, a highly state-ranked team, rolls over Newell Fonda 50-6. Boyer Valley picks up a non-district victory over Sydney 48-6. And West Harrison clips Steuben Christian in double overtime, 46-44.
8-man, District 9. It was Audubon over Coon Rapids Baird, 64-6. Collins Maxwell just slides by Glidden Ralston, 46-42. In double overtime, GTRA defeats St. Edmund, 54-46. And also in a close one, Colonesco defeated Baxter, 50-48.
Isn't it crazy? Week 5 is in the books, and here we are talking playoff races already, and there's some teams that it's going to be an uphill battle for them to get things going.
Oh, definitely.
You know, and then you welcome in some tough ones. I think, unfortunately for IKM Manning, they've got an uphill climb, and I think they get ACGC next week, and that's going to be a tough one. But, you know, if there's a time to get a big win, why not go get it against the number one team in the state?
Yep. And they're coming to Manning, so you know, at least they'll be at home. It's not having to go on the road.
You got an Arweva team there that's still going to have to battle at least in that 8-man district. There's three teams, but You really can't afford to drop another one as you head forward in that
eight-man
district.
Yeah, the Rockets, they still control their own destiny. You know, they take the top three in eight-man. So if they can battle, you know, they got Rev. St. Mary's next week, you know, if they get by that one, get past that one, even with a loss, they still got, you know, the Boyer Valley left, and so they still have a chance left for the postseason play.
Yep, just don't want to trip up too much here towards the end, and the same with that eight-man District 9. You got Glenn Ralston out there. They watched two games back-to-back weeks that they probably should have had. They didn't get to bring home with them the W, and now they welcome in a tough Audubon squad that, you know, years in and years, you know, what are we, 3-4 years into them being eight-man, maybe longer because I'm just getting older and forget how short time is, you know. But that's going to be an interesting ball game, and this is probably one of the best Audubon teams they've put out there all around. They've got a little bit of everything going for them.
Oh, yeah, they've got numbers, they've got experience, they've got depth, they've got it all.
You know, that's the thing. They got depth. Like, their starting quarterback last year is now their starting running back this year. So the quarterback got moved to running back this year. So that just shows what kind of athletes they have down there at Audubon.
Yeah, and plus, you know, being that with the Wessels kid getting hurt the last couple of weeks, you know, they don't miss a whole lot because it's the same. I'm sure it's the same offense they ran last year. So he just steps right in and just takes over.
You know, and every week with a win like that, they've been having, those kids just gain more and more confidence every week. So they're going to be a tough team to handle down the stretch.
Jim Molitor, Todd Danner, and I'm Tom Hockapp. You're listening to the New Wave Ford Scoreboard Show on 1380 KCIM and KICK 106.7.
When you need a quick meal or one on the go, your Carroll Pizza Ranch has great deals for carryout and delivery. Order online and get 8 pizzas of country's best chicken with potato wedges for only $20. How about 2 large pizzas for $25? Or get 2 medium single-topping pizzas, cheesy ranch sticks, and a cactus bread for just $20. Check out these deals and more at Pizza Ranch. com today and order hot and fresh. Pizza Ranch, located off Highway 30 in Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
Hey, sports fans, this is Nate Luth from Next Generation Chiropractic. Call today to schedule your detailed spinal analysis and comprehensive chiropractic adjustment to keep you performing your best. Or enjoy a session in our new infrared sauna to facilitate recovery and give your immune system a boost. For any questions or to schedule, call Next Generation Chiropractic at 712-775-2295 or swing by 1121 Plaza Drive right next to the radio station.
It's the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show on KICK 106.7 and KCIM. I'm Nick Brinks, chatting now with Carroll Tiger head coach Craig Rowetter, a 41-21 victory tonight in Orange City on MOC Floyd Valley's homecoming night. First half was really a dominant performance on both sides of the football. Second half became a track meet, became a shootout, but you had a 20-0 head start, and that was the difference at the end of the game. You win by 20. Let's get some overall thoughts on the night, and then we'll kind of go piece by piece through the game. But that was some fun Carroll Tiger football tonight. I don't know about you, but I thought that was pretty fun.
Yeah, and all the credit goes to the kids. You can draw up any play you want. You know, if the kids aren't able to execute it and don't believe in it, you're not going to be very successful. So they, you know, all the credit to them in the world. You both offensively and defensively, I felt like we had good game plan coming in, and I think it did, you know, it panned out. It kind of, again, you hate to say just how you kind of drew it up, but it kind of felt that way.
I kind of jokingly thought in the post-game show, I mean, I gotta give Coach Rowetter a nod for player of the game for the game plan. You talked to me about it before the game, and like you said, it just kind of played out. That's 3 weeks in a row now that your game plan is just kind of, you haven't had to stray too much from it.
No, and they did a nice job geared up to stop the run on us early, and I was a little concerned just because they were physical up front. They sold out to stop our run game, and I would too, you know. But then, you know, we were able to get behind them a little bit with Owen Clucky. And again, when you have a pretty dominant run game, the play action pass and it just opens up so much, and then you hit them deep a couple times, and now they're not all up there in the box, and you know, with the exception of the second half, they were trying to, they're all in the box, and we were still running it anyway.
opening drive of the game, you guys cap off a quick drive with a 48-yard touchdown pass to Owen Clucky. At that point, it was his fourth catch in the last 3 weeks, all for touchdowns. He would go on to have three tonight on his four catches. I think you guys have found something in that number 44. When he touches the ball, there's a good chance it's six. Talk about his contributions tonight and that pass game that MOC Floyd Valley was maybe going to leave open a little bit because they were so focused on the run game.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, the tight end position, if you're not Iowa, not many people utilize a tight end. It's not, you know, sexy, I guess, with the spread, empty sets people see. But, man, it's effective. You know, so especially when he can block, too. I mean, that's the thing. Why he's so open is because usually he's down blocking a linebacker, and the safeties kind of forget he's there, and next thing you know, he's releasing right inside of them. They turn around, and he's already, you know, got an 8 to 10-yard start, and he's a track kid, too, so he can scoot once he catches it.
First quarter, you lead 7-0. You get your second touchdown, a second touchdown reception from Clucky early in the second quarter. And then late in that second quarter, you get your first big break in the run game. Peterson takes it 44 yards to the house. 2 minutes to go in the first half, and you're sitting up 20-0. Did you feel like everything was coming too easily at that time? And what bad could happen next? Or what was the thought on the sideline at that point?
I got a little greedy when they got a offsides or what, you know, and we went for two and didn't get it. And I was hoping that didn't come back and bite us. But that was about one of the few things that didn't go our way. But no, we were up 20 a year ago, and that sat in the back of my mind, especially being at their place on their homecoming, you know. And so I was cautiously optimistic at going up 20-0.
They get a nice kickoff return late in that second quarter, and then they score with under a minute to go. What was the game plan defensively like? They had a short field, started at midfield, and then they got their offense going really for the first time all night on that drive.
Yeah, and again, that's where we got. I told Jeff, you know, in the pregame interview that we kind of worked on our punt team and PAT because we had given up some blocks on that and kind of shored that up. And then the kickoff team kind of that's kind of on them. You know, it's not really on the defense because I think they started that drive at the 50. So. Again, something to worry. It's nice when you have that 20-point win, and still there's a laundry list of things we're going to be working on Monday.
Going to halftime, and you're up 20-7. They had just scored a touchdown. You guys are going to kick to begin the second half. That's a great opportunity for a team to get right back in the game, go back-to-back on touchdowns like that. But they never got that chance. You guys found a seam on the kickoff. You kind of did the sideline squib, and you guys were able to jump on it. And then Mr. Touchdown kicks in again, and Owen Clucky takes one. He gets a nice 28-yard touchdown, and 90 seconds into the third quarter, you guys are back up by 20, and you take away that chance at the back-to-back touchdowns. Felt like that was a huge moment.
Yeah, it had to have kind of been a backbreaker, you know, and I felt right at the end of half, I did feel momentum was maybe a little on their side since they were getting the ball back, and credit to Coach Wardell, he had, you know, he's our kickoff guy, and he had seen it on film where somebody, Lamar's got him on that, and we took a look at a couple of the kickoffs, and once the kicker was approaching the ball, they kind of turned and ran the opposite way, so yeah, Kieran put it perfect right behind, right where it needed to be, and we snuck Reese Zygmunt on the field, and he took off like a lightning bolt and was able to snag it, and kind of thought we'd run some clock at that point, but yeah, like you said, it was a quick score.
The rest of the second half, you guys pretty much dedicated to the run because they had finally not really been able to stop you guys since about midway through the second quarter or so. You guys run a lot of Peterson in the second half. He finishes with a couple touchdowns and 250-plus rushing yards. Kind of a track meet, though, the rest of the way, trading touchdown for touchdown. What was the conversation like after every touchdown that they scored? Were you guys a little worried? Did you start thinking, oh, no, not again? Or did you feel like your offense is just humming along and you're going to answer right back?
You know, maybe in the back of my mind, I was a little bit – our offensive line was – they were ready to get back on the field. You know, they were just – Yeah, they were. They shouldn't have been, but they were kind of the guys that weren't playing defense were smiling. They just wanted to go back out and smash it at them. You know, so it was. Yeah, we did trade touchdowns, but our offensive line was just confident. They, you know, multiple times they came up to me and just like, hey, let's just keep running the ball right down their throats. And, you know, and it is demoralizing. I've been on that side, you know, in years past, too, calling the defense, and you're just getting it smashed at you and they have no answers. And it's really fun when you're calling the plays. It's not so fun being on the other side of that.
Unofficially, in my stats, I had Carter Essek completing his last three passes in the game for touchdowns. You didn't have to throw it a whole lot in the second half, but when you did, you got a couple touchdowns. You got Zygmunt right at the end to go back up by 20 in the final minutes. You got the first touchdown in the second half from Clucky. Weaknesses on offense that you take away tonight, or do you feel pretty solid with that A performance?
I'm sure when I watch tape, I'm going to be shaking my head. You know, there's always stuff, but no, I'm pretty happy with those guys. Again, there was no panic ever. They were confident in what we were doing. They believed in the game plan. You know, and they've kind of took that identity on now as far as, hey, we're gritty, not pretty, man. We're just going to take it at you. And so, yeah, I don't think, you know, I think offensively we performed well tonight. There's always going to be room for improvement, but it is. It's tough to when you get a run game going like we did. Those play action passes are, you know, we really didn't. It was nice to get Reese one there at the end because he's such a dangerous weapon. You kind of forget about him out there when you're pounding it in with Peterson all the time. But yeah, Reese, it was good to see him get one.
Convincing win for you guys, a statement win to begin district play on MOC Floyd Valley's homecoming. Now you guys get the homecoming. How do you avoid homecoming and coming off a big win like this? How do you avoid coming out flat next week or, you know, a letdown or anything like that? What can you do during the week to have everybody bottled up and ready to go? Because like you said last week, since Gilbert, this offense is averaging over 40 points a game. And you got a big one next week with Heelan at home, so... What's coach got to do this week?
That's the nice thing about our schedule. These next couple get with Heelan and then Sergeant Bluff right after. You want to try to take a break, you're going to get pummeled. You know, so I top 10 team coming in for homecoming. That's about all the ready you need to be. And I told the guys it's a long trip home tonight. A lot shorter after a win, but I'll have tape up already tonight and I'll start the game plan tomorrow. So we'll be focused and ready next week, even though it is homecoming.
Unofficially, I had you guys with two kneel downs, a missed field goal, and I think everything else was a touchdown drive for you guys tonight. When you guys were celebrating after the game, I think the guy that I saw hooting and hollering the most was Mason Stitz. You didn't need your punter tonight.
No, but we did get him on the field on our onside kick, so he did still he still got out there. But yeah, and we worked that this week. I would have lost a lot of money if you were going to tell me we wouldn't punt tonight, but. Yeah, those guys are ready to go when they need to, but luckily these last 3 weeks we haven't needed them.
Best of luck next week at home against Heelan. We will see you there.
All right, thanks, Nick. And go Tigers.
It's the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show on Kick 106.7 and KCIM. The Carroll Tigers win at MOC Floyd Valley 41-21.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Feld Security of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They choose Feld Security because of the local and prompt service, 24-hour technician support, and the ability to control their security from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safe even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Security of Carroll proudly supports all our area high school athletes.
Outlaw Graphics is your local promotion and sign company. Outlaw can do it all, from vehicle graphics to promotional items and all the signage you need. Outlaw does it all, no matter how big or how small your order is.
If you need thousands of items for your business, talk to Outlaw. Work with Outlaw's designers from start to finish. You're going to love the results. Call the Outlaw. Outlaw Graphics, 775-2599. Outlaw Graphics in Carroll.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the new auto group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Welcome to the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show. With me tonight's victorious coach, Eric McCullough of the ESAC Raiders, fresh off a 27-0 win over Pocahontas area. Congratulations, coach. Tell us a little bit about your game.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of a tale of two halves, I guess you could say. The first half, we came out right away in the first drive, and our offense did a great job of driving the field, scoring. We tried to go for two, a little two-point play. We didn't get it, so we were up 6-0. And then after that, it was just kind of back and forth. We had our chances. I think there was one time we threw an interception. Another one, we broke a big run, but ended up fumbling it, just trying to get extra yards, you know, just trying to be an athlete. And those things happen. And just one of those lessons you have to learn that when you get it, you know, be happy with it. It's just sometimes when you try and extend that stuff, that's when bad things happen. But our defense did a great job. I think we were talking to the coaching staff. You know, we haven't looked at it yet, but I think we had four down holds inside our 30-yard line. So our defense really did a really good job. And they missed some opportunities. They had some drop passes, and they had some, you know, just plays that didn't go their way. But for us, you know, we'll take it. The ball just kind of bounced our way. We had a little meeting at halftime. Little motivational meeting, I guess you could say, and most guys, most dads probably know what we're talking about, and kind of comes back what we were just talking about off the phone, you know, doing your job, being responsible for your job up front on offense, on defense, showing up when it's an away game, a road game. That's one thing we challenged our kids this week. It's been a while since we've had a district win on the road, and we just have not traveled well the last couple of years as far as playing on the road. And it showed kind of in that first half, you know, nothing against Pokey, but as well as we played in the second half, we played like that in the first half, the game would have been over at halftime. Our guys just really clicked in that second half and they took the challenge. And that's what we love seeing as a coaching staff. They stepped up. We had a couple big stops. We had a couple big plays, big run plays, big pass plays. I mean, our offense was looking sharp. Our defense was doing their job. I think we had another one or two fourth down holds, within that time frame sometimes. So it was a total team effort, and the kids couldn't be prouder of them in that second half, how they played. Just after the game, we talked about, and I told them, you know, they all know I don't have any hair. But some reason they want to challenge me and get my blood pressure up. But then they come back and surprise and just they really earned it tonight in that second half.
Oh, that sounds great. So offensively, who were some of the bright spots for you?
You know, I think our biggest thing, and we've talked about this, is our offensive line has done a great job. And we made some adjustments at half and talked about responsibilities and how we have to talk and communicate with each other. And they did that and it took care of things, which when they take care of things, Landon Grindle had a couple big runs, huge runs. Sam Jewell was making great reads on some of our read plays. Asher Lawler had a great big catch over top of somebody for a touchdown. Carson Schmidt was making plays happen. Jack Gullett was doing his part. I mean, everybody, it was really not one shining star in our offense. We were able to kind of just do a lot of different things. We even lined up in I-back, which we've done a little bit, but not a lot because we had our back up against the wall. And I think we broke a 25 or 30-yard run a couple times, which made them have to adjust their defenses, which is what we want. And then we were able to go back to our spread look and just continue to keep them guessing. And those are the fun things, and I think the kids can see that now, you know, when you talk about it. And in practice, and you try and rep it and try and do it, but when you actually can get in the game and show them situations like that, you know, it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, and now I'm going to go back to what you said and we talked about before we started this, about, you know, doing your job and not worrying about trying to cover, but you do your job, and then the next guy does his job, and then everything meshes. And from what I'm gathering and what you've said multiple times, it was a complete team effort tonight with offense, defense, the whole 10 yards, correct?
It was. You're exactly right. And those are things we talk about, because sometimes we have kids that try and cover more than they need to cover. And if they just stay and do their job, because then they overcompensate and they get themselves in bad positions, you know, and they're not able to make plays. And if they worry about just doing their job and then trust their teammate to do their job, just good things happen, you know. And that's what we talk about, is that's how you get that team effort. And we don't have anybody that just really outstanding. Defensive line does their job up front. Linebackers do theirs. That's what you want, is a total team effort. And that's what happened tonight on defense. I mean, there were some times we had to make some adjustments and make some calls just because of what they were trying to do on offense. And once we kind of got that figured out as a coaching staff, then we were able to, you know, eliminate that from their playbook a little bit. And some of the things too, I mean, there's that tailback made us look silly sometimes, and we kind of had to have a timeout and just kind of discuss about just our over pursue. You know, we're just flying around kind of with a jetpack, you know, and sometimes just not under control. And then we miss tackles, we miss plays, kind of lets them loose a little bit. We just had to kind of corral ourselves a little bit and just talk about being under control, making sure we're doing our job on defense and flowing like we should. And, you know, those are the type of things we need to do on defense, and it takes care of itself.
Yeah, and, you know, as you were talking and, you know, with everything, you know what, then the kids are having fun, and when they have fun, they play more relaxed, and a lot of times good things happen, and they did tonight. You pitched a 27-0 shutout.
That's exactly right. You know, and as a coaching staff, we challenge each other, you know, in different situations, and our offense was doing their job, defense was doing their job, and at the end of the night, you know, that's the kids understand at halftime why we had that discussion and how we just reminded a few fellas of what they could do if they just do it. And then at the end of the night, you see the smiles on their faces. And when you get a chance to go and kind of take away somebody's homecoming game, you know, it's a lot of fun when you're on the road. Just makes the trip that much shorter.
Absolutely. Hey, you have Eagle Grove next week up there. So, hey, and they got shut out tonight. So, hey, maybe you can go back and make it 2 in a row.
Well, that's what we hope. You know, we have 2 big road games in a row here, and that's a big travel thing. And we talked about that after the game, getting ready for this next week. I mean, just like a win and a loss, you celebrate that over one night, and then now it's reset and get ready for next week. And Eagle Grove, I know they still do some things, you know, and when you have to travel hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes, you just have to make sure your kids are locked in, because you just don't want things to sneak away, and that's why this week is going to be important for preparation.
All right. Well, congrats again on the win, and good luck next week.
Hey, thank you, guys. We appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. That's been Eric McCullough for the East Sac Raiders.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, we have been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouthwatering burgers to our one-of-a-kind custards, our goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you are a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Come celebrate 12 years in Carroll with us.
Culver's, welcome to Delicious.
Hey, sports fans, this is Nate Luth from Next Generation Chiropractic. Call today to schedule your detailed spinal analysis and comprehensive chiropractic adjustment to keep you performing your best. Or enjoy a session in our new infrared sauna to facilitate recovery and give your immune system a boost. For any questions or to schedule, call Next Generation Chiropractic at 712-775-2295 or swing by 1121 Plaza Drive right next to the radio station.
You're listening to the Friday Night Scoreboard Show on 1380 KCIM at Kick 106.7. Tom Hawkap, Jim Molitor, Todd Danner, all hanging out together. going through the scores and talking high school football. We thank all the coaches for taking time out of their night to get back with us. Here's a look at how things went down tonight. Eight-man District 9, Audubon takes down Coon Rapids Baird 64-6. Collins Maxwell over Glidden Ralston 46-42. GTRA uses a double overtime to get past St. Edmunds 54-46 and Colonesco over Baxter 50-48.
All right, 8-man District 1. Arweva travels over to Woodbine tonight and returns home with a 50-20 loss to the Tigers. Remsen St. Mary's continues to roll 50-6 over Newell Fonda. Boer Valley goes out of district play to roll 48-6 over Sydney, and West Harrison picks up a nice 46-44 victory in double overtime over Siouxland Christian.
Class A, District 7. South Central Calhoun defeated the IKM Manning Wolves 16-13. Panorama shuts out Southwest Valley 14-0. Earlham 21, Madrid 14, and ACGC over Riverside 50-42.
In that class, 1A District 2, we just heard from our friend Eric McCullough. East Sac 27, Pocahontas Area 0. Emmitsburg rolls over Sioux Central and Sioux Rapids 50-6, and Manson Northwest Webster blanks Eagle Grove 38-0.
Class 2A District 8, Kemper Catholic picks up a big 28-0 victory over Greene County. Roland Story rolls over Southeast Valley 42-17, and Des Moines Christian shuts out Saydell 56-0.
And finally, our Class 3A District 1, it was the Tigers from Carroll over MOC Floyd Valley 41-21. Bishop Heelan, Carroll's next opponent, defeated Sioux Center 21-3. And Sergeant Bluff Luton defeated Boyden Hall Rock Valley 42-7.
An exciting night of high school football. Playoffs are going to be here before we know it. We're sitting 3 weeks, 4 weeks away from playoffs actually starting. 3 weeks to get it all decided on how people are going.
Yeah, that's true. And It's going to be interesting. There's going to be some interesting games in the coming weeks, and we'll go from there.
Really, the interest gets going next week. Yeah. Let's take a look at this schedule for next week. Bishop Heelan is at Carroll. Jeff Blankman's going to do that game. Kemper at Des Moines Christian. That's going to be Nick on Kick 106.7. East Sac at Eagle Grove. South Central Calhoun travels to number 2, West Hancock. ACGC, the number 1 team in the state, is at IKM Manning next week. Then you've got Arweva hosting Remsen St. Mary's. I'll be at the Audubon and Glidden-Ralston game over in Glidden. That game will be on KKRL. Should be a fun one. And then St. Ed's travels down to take on Coon Rapids Baird at 7. Which one of those you got circled the biggest to make sure you're tuning into next week?
I think the Kemper Des Moines Christian game could be interesting. Just because of the fact that Des Moines Christian shut out Saydell tonight, which it's hard to say there, but they'll be playing at home, and I think Kemper put a little thump on them last year, so there may be a little bit of revenge there.
You think they'll get 90 points out of that game combined?
Possibly.
Hard
to say.
That's how Des Moines Christian has kind of done it, but it was very similar last year, too. So I guess we'll wait and kind of see how that game plays out. But last year was going to be a close one, and Des Moines Christian right now, they haven't ran into the Roland Stories. They haven't ran into the Kempers. The non-district schedule, nobody on the rankings there. So we'll have to wait and kind of see how it shakes out.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting game. The Carroll Heelan game ought to be a pretty good one,
yeah,
too.
That should be a real good ball game next week. Carroll's getting Heelan at home. I'm sure the Tigers are going to be ready for that one. And like I said, another one is Remsen St. Mary's at Arweva. Arweva goes to Woodbine tonight and plays a terrific first half and then ends up losing big to the Tigers. But it's a gauntlet of a schedule for them right now. Next week's the third-ranked Remsen St. Mary's playing at Arweva. So it'll be interesting to see if Arweva can bounce back and give St. Mary's a contest before, still controlling their own destiny.
That's one of those teams that They've shown the sparks this year there at Arweva, but a couple of tough losses where they just couldn't put it all into a full four quarters of football. Quick look at some of the other area scores around the state, some things, teams that have bounced into our districts and against some of our teams. ADM over Boone, 49-7. Alta Aurelia over South O'Brien, 34-33. That took two overtimes. Atlantic down Knoxville, 56-21. Ballard over Indianola, 16-14. Camanita sneaks by Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton, 32-30. Cherokee over Central Lyons, 16-13. That was an overtime contest. Clarinda defeats I-35, 33-0. Creston outlast Harlan, 43-42. Fort Dodge over Denison Schleswig, 36-0. Gilbert, they're off to a strong start, 56-0 over Des Moines Hoover. Griswold, 54, Stanton, 44. Lewis Central defeats Glenwood, 55-15. Nevada over Perry, 55-0. Norwalk downs Winterset, 17-8. OABCIG, 26, Ridgeview, 0. Pella defeats Carlisle, 34-21. Red Oak over Missouri Valley, 44-6. Trainer downs AHSTW, 28-7. Tri-Center Neola defeats Logan Magnolia, 37-0. Underwood tops Shenandoah, 28-7. West Bend Mallard defeats Harris Lake Park, 51-12. West Sioux over MBAOCOU, 20-14. Woodbury Central downs St. Albert Council Bluffs, 35-27 in overtime. And Woodward Granger defeats Ogden, 49-20. We've got 5 minutes left here in the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show, as we'll run you one more time. Let's take them through the local district scores. We'll start with Class 3A District 1, Carroll over MOC Floyd Valley, 41-21. Bishop Helan beats Sioux Center, 21-3, and we've talked about it multiple times. Helan, Carroll next week here in Carroll for the Tigers' homecoming. Sergeant Bluff Luton will take on defeated Boyden Hall Rock Valley, 42-7.
In Class 2A, District 8, there were the Kemper Knights shutting out Greene County, 28-0. Roland Story gets past Southeast Valley, 42-17. And Des Moines Christian, Kemper's opponent next weekend, defeated Saydell in a shutout, 56-0.
Okay, Class 1A, District 2. East Sac County picks up their second victory of the season, 27-0 shutout tonight over Pocahontas area, ruining Pocahontas area's homecoming contest tonight. Emmitsburg rolls to a 50-6 victory over Sioux Central Sioux Rapids, and Manson Northwest Webster shuts out Eagle Grove, 38-0.
In District 7, Class A, South Central Calhoun just gets by IKM Manning, 16-13. Panorama over Southwest Valley, 14-0. Earlham upsets Madrid in a battle of top 10 teams, 21-14. And ACGC holds on to stay undefeated over Riverside, 50-42.
In 8-man District 1, it was the Tigers of Woodbine defeating the Rockets from Arweva, 50-20. Remsen St. Mary's all over Newell Fonda, 50-6. Boyer Valley, almost the same score over Sydney, 48-6. And in a barn burner, West Harrison defeated Siouxland Christian, 46-44 in double overtime.
All right, 8-man District 9. Ottoman Wheelers continue to roll, stay unbeaten at 5-0 with a big 64-6 victory over Coon Rapids Baird tonight. Collins Maxwell eclipsed Glidden Ralston, 46-42. GTRA, 54-46 in double overtime over Fort Dodge St. Edmund. And Colonesco picks up a close victory, 50-48 over Baxter.
Again, a lot of great scores, a lot of great football played this Friday night. We'll do it again next Friday night here on the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show. And a quick look at that schedule again. You can listen to the Bishop Helan at Carroll game. That game will be on KCIM. Kemper traveling to Des Moines Christian will be on our Kick 106.7. And I will be in Glidden as Audubon comes in to take on the Wildcats of Glidden-Ralston. That game will be on KKRL. So an exciting week next week. Mason Nealon, Todd Danner, and Jeff Honnold will be on the Scoreboard Show. Boy, we had more help doing this show just because I showed up. You think Jeff was concerned that he's like, hey, I'm going to sign Tom up, but somebody needs to show up and babysit him?
No, I don't think so. I've been across the way from you before, and we've been just perfect and just fine before.
It's always just like trying to figure out which way the wheels go on the bike, you know. And we were able to get the wheel off the handlebar at least today and get us in a straight roll and a fun show. I appreciate you guys taking time out of your night and catching up with the coaches. Any surprises as we got just a little bit left for what you saw in the scores or what the coaches had to say as we went through the night?
Well, I'm looking again at this Class 1A District 2 where ESAC and Manson both win by shutouts, and Emmitsburg was pretty near a shutout with 50-6. So obviously that looks like the top three teams in that district. So, you know, and they've still got, I mean, and ESAC and Emmitsburg have already played. So it could be interesting when for that ESAC with Manson to see who's going to end up where.
It's going to have a lot of focus on it because that could be for that last spot in the district there.
Well, it's going to be probably depend on who wins that. It'll probably be two, and the loser will be three.
Yeah.
So, but you just never know. There's stranger things happen. You know, it's football.
Still a lot of football to play in the next 3 weeks.
Interesting. Heading into week six, and a lot of teams still control their own destiny, but there's also teams, like you said, playing for those playoff berths now. It's check time now, so it's going to be interesting the rest of the season.
A few of those coaches in the pep talks going, you know what, they're counting us out. If you want to make the playoffs, it's time to put the foot down, and we're not going to let up until we get there.
Well, and you know what? And as you say that, you know, it makes me think of, you know, with our talk with Eric McCullough tonight, where he said, you know, you take care of your business,
right?
Your job, and this guy will take his job and everything else. Same thing. We got to take care of what we have to do to win our game.
Right. Right, and that's the same thing Coach Stokes said. You know, playing Woodbine, playing Remsen and St. Mary's back-to-back, you know, two tough ball games. But they still got to play Newell Fonda after that and Boyer Valley. And they control their own destiny, and that's what you want at this time of the season.
Well, a lot of teams controlling their destiny, and that is going to do it for us tonight. I want to thank Casey, Jeff, Jim, and Todd for helping out. You've been listening to the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show on 1380 KCIM and Kick 106.7.
When you need to know, KCIM is the place to listen on 1380 AM and 95.1 FM.
This is KCIM Carroll.